Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Virginia Valentine, she's the president and CEO of the Nevada Resort Association, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Virginia Valentine. She's the president and CEO of the Nevada Resort Association. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Sam. Happy to be here.
And for those that may not know, you are also the Clark County Manager. You are also the Las Vegas City Manager. And you also sit on the board of NDOT. So you've got just a few jobs. So originally my intent was to talk about the tax situation, and we'll get to that, but obviously the coronavirus has taken over everything. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting, as I look at this and I look at the context, it seems to me that this is so overblown and the media has gone crazy and government agencies are now trying to pull back and get people to be realistic. For example, don't go out and buy masks. Actually, doctors and nurses actually need these, and we're running out of supplies. There's really no need to go to Costco and buy them out of water and toilet paper. It's going to be fine. But have you ever seen a media overreaction like this?
Well, I don't really know what we can compare this to, because it is, of course, it's global, it's worldwide, it's touching people individually. Ironically, I think it's something that individual people can't control, because it spreads through personal contact. So really the best thing anyone can do is protect themselves and not spread or carry it to another person. So I think it's interesting that we can exercise that amount of personal control. I think, though, you correctly point out one of the greatest concerns, after, of course, the immediate health and safety of the public, is the panic or the kind of chaos that seems to be getting some people pretty excited. So one of the things I think that the governor, our state, federal, and local officials have stressed is that it's the importance of really staying calm and not overreacting. As you say, people are depleting supplies for those people who really need them, and behaving in ways that, you know, are a little bit unpredictable. So the best thing people can do is really protect themselves. But I think the overreaction is a serious concern. I think a lot of the media outlets have been very responsible about this. Some others are very focused on, of course, on maybe not so much focused on helping contain the panic and keeping everybody calm.
So obviously, context is so important. And one of the things to note is that in China, where this began, the coronavirus peaked in mid-February. We're now at the beginning of March. So we're seeing less of a problem in China, and that should give us all an indication of what's going on. The stock market is pure panic.
Yeah, the stock market is a good example of overreaction. And of course, long after the coronavirus has passed through and begin to recede, we're going to see some lasting economic impacts. And that is a concern. And, after the public health and safety, a great concern is that economic damage that might not be recoverable, that's going to hurt individuals and businesses.
And we should make the point that is over the short term. Over the long term, things will return to normal eventually.
Things will eventually return to normal, and we see that after previous outbreaks. We see it after 9/11. We see it after fires. We see it after floods, hurricanes, all kinds of natural disasters. So I think that's a great point. It doesn't take probably as long as people think for things to return to normal.
One of the things that has shocked me was people's reticence to travel. And this is not just to Las Vegas or Reno, but just in general. And I'm on websites looking to see if the prices have dropped yet to see where I can go travel at a better deal. Because it's so overblown. I mean, the numbers by comparison, I think context is everything, is, if you look at it just by comparison with the flu, the numbers are tiny by comparison. The average person, if they contract the coronavirus, the symptoms are mild. You'll get over it in a few days. It's not something that is going to kill every single person that gets it. So, I think when George W. Bush, after 9/11, said people should go out and go to restaurants and go to the theater, he was serious, because the consequences of not doing that are terrible for business. And that brings us to the gaming industry. What percentage at this point is convention business in Las Vegas?
We don't know yet. We don't have travel restrictions yet in this country, but there are travel restrictions in other countries. And I think there are those who are operating under an abundance of caution and aren't going to travel, unfortunately. So we will, of course, we take our lead from the experts. That's because it's very unpredictable. We don't know that it's going to break out. As you correctly note, it's starting to decline. The incidents are starting to decline in China, and we will reach that point in the U.S. too, where the reports are lower each day. In the meantime, we await direction from the federal government and the CDC. Washoe County Health District's done a great job, Southern Nevada Health District. The governor's office, as you know, has all of the emergency preparedness people ready to go. So, we take our direction from them. In the meantime, it is business as usual for us. I saw a person while I was waiting for my car this morning wiping down all of the door handles at a resort. And I asked him, "Do you do this every day?" And he said, yes, he did that every day. And I think it's, in some ways, this is an industry that deals with protocols for foodborne illness prevention every single day. So that the hand washing, the glove wearing, the face covering, the clean apron, the disinfection of surfaces, that happens every day in the resort industry. So in some ways, the same protocols for foodborne illness are the same as for prevention of the COVID-19. So in a way, we are kind of prepared for this. So it's something we do every day here.
I think that the two most important things to note to people are: wash your hands, don't touch your face.
Those are the ones. Yeah, it's that simple. So
the NFL came out yesterday as we're taping this, and said that they are looking at the situation, but at this point they have no plans to cancel the draft, because that's a huge deal coming up for Las Vegas.
It is, and as you know, the number of people expected it's phenomenal, in the hundreds of thousands, and they have been planning this event for months now, and everyone is very excited about it in Las Vegas. I think it is important to note, though, that a lot of people watching the draft at home, on the radio, on podcasts, wherever they listen to it, on TV. So the event can still be fabulous. And some of the things they have planned are some very uniquely Las Vegas kind of rollouts or announcements of draft choices. And so I think it's still going to be a fabulous event. You know, it may not be, you know, 750,000 people, but it's still going to be a fabulous event. And even if it's 100,000 people, or it's going to be bigger, probably be the biggest draft ever. So we're hopeful people still come. We're hopeful that the coronavirus will start to abate by then. You know, April 22nd, 3rd is a long way off, so there's a lot that can go on. But that's going to be a very exciting event for Las Vegas, with or without the coronavirus.
As you talk to your members, and obviously you have members in the North and the South, have there been concerns about what we've been reading so far about some of these conventions being canceled? Not in Las Vegas particularly, but in other places. Seattle, there was a huge convention that involved Twitter and Facebook and others, and thousands of people, and they were canceled. Is there a short-term concern in Las Vegas that we're going to see similar reaction?
I think there is a concern, and I think the convention industry, the resorts, need to be prepared for that. We would hope that it's still safe for people to come here and have their conventions as planned. As you know, these conventions are planned sometimes years in advance.
Right.
I did read recently where one was not canceled but postponed. So
yeah, that's the G2E Asia convention. Right.
And of course, if it's, you know, Asia, they have a different set of travel restrictions than we have currently. So we would hope that those are things that can be rescheduled, and so that the extent that something could be rescheduled, I think that's a positive note. It's not like it's canceled completely. So it is kind of a day-to-day situation at this point.
It was interesting to see that the Macau government, and obviously therefore the Chinese government, shut down all the casinos in Macau for 2 weeks, but then they reopened them. So you see the response in Asia is somewhat different from what we're seeing here.
It is, and this is really the first time I think there's been that much global communication and cooperation. It's kind of amazing in that sense. So all of these countries have to communicate with each other on what they're doing. So it will. I don't know, and I can't predict. I wish I could. What's going to happen here? But I think that is important to note. They stepped up their operations there to deal with it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back a different topic after this timeout.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Virginia Valentine. She's the president and CEO of the Nevada Resort Association. So to my original topic for you, which was this tax that's proposed by the Clark County Education Association to raise the gaming tax. And it's been interesting to see not only what your organization has done, but how many other business organizations have come to back you up to say, you know, a long time ago we decided we weren't going to have an industry-specific tax. So what is the situation as it sits right now?
Well, as it sits right now, there have been challenges filed to both the petition, the teachers' union position, which would raise, create a fourth tier of gaming tax. It's a 44% increase on that top tier for most of the gross gaming revenue. And there is, the teachers' union has also proposed something called the local school support tax, the LSST, which is basically just a sales tax. And so there are challenges to both of those initiative petitions. They'll be heard by Judge Russell and Judge Wilson in the next 2 weeks, and they will determine whether or not the way those petitions are written, the teachers union could proceed. Depending on the outcome, those may be appealed, and if they're appealed, they'll of course be decided by the Supreme Court. They'll be remanded. So right now, we are challenging the language of the gaming tax petition. The NRA has started a PAC to do that. The LSST, there is also a coalition that's the lead on that, and it's kind of the same people, it's the same groups, it's the same businesses saying, you know, we don't support industry-specific taxes. This is a tax. It doesn't say where the money's actually going. Sort of similar to the marijuana money, we would say that marijuana money in the question said it was going to go to education, and as we know, it didn't. So I think that's something that we think voters should be fully aware of petition signers, before they sign a petition, they ought to understand that there's no guarantee that that money is going to go to education, that gaming money will not go to education. So this is, funding education is a responsibility of the state, the legislature, and the governor. And to that end, we think that that's the appropriate venue to come up with not only the funding, but the actual programs that should be funded and what programs are most effective and how to best deploy those initiatives and fund those initiatives so that education improves in Nevada.
The sales tax increase is statewide, is that correct?
It would be statewide, yes.
We already have some of the highest sales taxes in the country.
Yes, and in fact, I am told by those who have done the research that this would make the sales tax rate in Nevada higher than some of the counties in California. So we hear a lot this refrain of we don't want to be California, but that would very much put us in that category of taxation close to 10%. So that at that point it's a very regressive tax. It certainly starts to influence people's purchasing decisions, and we think that would be unfortunate.
Does the single subject rule, does that come into play here? Is there concern that there's more in it than that, or is this better written than that?
I think that I'm not sure how that's going to happen yet exactly. Right now, it's not so much the single subject, I think, as the description of effect. You can't really tell where this money's going to go. And so I think that's at least the first. That's the first topic of contention for us. So,
If it were to hold up, it goes to the legislature first?
If they are successful in gathering petitions, which are due, I think, a week after the general election in November, so if they qualify the petition, then that petition would go to the legislature. The legislature can pass it. They can do nothing, in which case the petition would go on the ballot in 2022, or they can pass an alternative, in which case both go to the ballot in 2022. So that is the process going forward. So,
I think one of the things that people don't realize about the gaming tax is, yes, if you look at gaming taxes around the country and, in fact, around the world, Nevada has a relatively low gaming tax. But on the other side of that, there's lots of things on the other side, but one of the things is, would we be getting the giant projects, the multi-billion dollar projects that are coming to, especially to southern Nevada, if the gaming tax were higher and people could build in other places? I mean, would Genting or the Drew be building these multi-billion dollar properties when, if they do it in Nevada, it's much better to have a customer come here and lose $1 million than it is if they lose $1 million in a jurisdiction that has a 40% tax rate?
That is one impact of an increase in the gaming tax. The other impacts are, there is so much revenue in a gaming company. The more of that's paid for taxes, that is less money for capital improvements, as you note out. So that's less money that would turn into jobs for construction, for room refreshes, for purchases, upgrading, build the construction of new facilities. It's also less money that can be paid to employees. So there is the potential for fewer jobs, both direct in the gaming industry and the tourism industry, indirect jobs in construction, and service providers and all of those businesses that, you know, laundry services, produce suppliers, entertainment, everybody who does business with a gaming company. And then there, someone just sent me an Expedia page for Laughlin. You can get a room in Laughlin for $15 a night. I think as much as you hear about these, you know, how prosperous the gaming industry is, and many of the properties do very well, there are some that don't. So the impact on a resort with a lot of rooms that maybe isn't doing as well could be devastating.
All right, let's take a break. More with Virginia Valentine when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both. But more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Virginia Valentine. She's the president and CEO of the Nevada Resort Association. So for people that don't realize, so there's kind of two resort associations. There's the big one that is Las Vegas, and then there was always a smaller one that was the Northern Nevada Properties, and you run both of them. What is it like now that Eldorado is in the process of purchasing Caesars, but plans to be based in Northern Nevada?
So I think this is going to be a really interesting merger. So there's really one association. We have two regional boards, North and South. So the Northern Nevada Regional Board has in the past had mostly individual property owners. Going forward now, we're going to have a very large operator, and that being, you know, Caesars in the post Eldorado Caesars world. So I don't know that it'll change really a lot of what goes on here. I think it is going to be very different. Probably it's going to be more different in Southern Nevada, where now you have a more Reno-centric kind of a management structure. So we're hoping it'll be very successful. There's been an awful lot of change. We went from watching this over, you know, a decade ago or so, this consolidation of properties into these multi-property corporations, and now we're seeing some sell-offs and some individuals. So this is one of the, this merger involves, of course, both the bringing together of properties, but also the sale of some properties. So it's going to be interesting. There'll be some new players I think, and you know, that's always good. It's a very dynamic industry. Things are always changing, and we're always prepared for change.
And speaking of change, I mean, it's fascinating to watch Las Vegas evolving, and it's pretty long into the involvement now because of the Raiders, into this sports mecca.
It's crazy, and it's so exciting because just when you think, there's not anything new, now we've got professional hockey, we've got professional football, women's professional basketball, soccer, and we've always had sports here, maybe not the kind that people watch every Sunday, but there's NASCAR and there are golf tournaments and there are basketball tournaments, and so this is just the next level. This is a whole new level, I should say. So it's just amazing. These practice facilities are really something to be seen, and of course, if you look at the Golden Knights practice facility, what you see is it's not just professional hockey. It is now youth sports and UNLV playing on their ice, and so it's just really been phenomenal to watch.
Well, we will keep our fingers crossed that everything goes smoothly over the next few months and we can be back on track.
Thanks, Sam.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.